Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. God's Chaos Code by Lance Wallnau is a religious and political commentary book that blends biblical interpretation, prophecy, and current events analysis. Written as a sequel to God's Chaos Candidate, it extends Wallnau's argument that contemporary turmoil is not random, but part of a larger spiritual and historical pattern. The book presents itself as a guide for readers who want to understand the meaning of social unrest, cultural polarization, and national instability through a prophetic lens. Its central claim is that an ancient biblical code can illuminate present crises and point to the destiny of nations, especially the United States. Rather than functioning as a conventional theology text or a neutral political analysis, it sits at the intersection of devotional interpretation and ideological commentary. The book is aimed at readers who already value scripture as a framework for understanding public life and who are interested in how biblical themes are applied to modern governance, identity, and national sovereignty. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the book treats modern political chaos as spiritually meaningful rather than accidental. A defining feature of the book is its refusal to interpret social unrest, cultural conflict, or political instability as merely secular events. Wallnau presents riots, identity politics, public fear, and widening division as signs of a deeper spiritual contest that is unfolding in history. This framing matters because it changes the reader's basic assumptions about cause and effect. Events are not explained only through economics, institutions, or partisan struggle, but through a biblical worldview that sees nations as accountable to divine purpose. The result is a highly interpretive account of current affairs, one that urges readers to look beneath surface-level news cycles. Whether or not a reader accepts that premise, the book is clearly organized around the idea that chaos itself can function as a revelation, exposing both national vulnerability and spiritual condition. That perspective is central to the book's identity and distinguishes it from ordinary political commentary. Secondly, A2. 600-year-old biblical pattern is used as the book's main interpretive key. The book's signature claim is that an ancient prophetic code embedded in scripture helps explain the present moment and the future direction of nations. Wallnau does not present the Bible merely as a source of moral instruction. He treats it as a pattern-bearing text that can be decoded to reveal historical continuity across centuries. The emphasis on a 2,600-year-old code gives the argument a sense of continuity between the ancient world and the modern political order. This is significant because it allows the book to connect seemingly unrelated events into a single interpretive framework. The book's reasoning depends on the idea that recurring biblical patterns can be recognized in modern crises and that those patterns are meaningful for both warning and guidance. In practice, this gives the text a prophetic and diagnostic function, inviting readers to read contemporary conflict as evidence of a larger scriptural design rather than isolated disruption. Thirdly, the five keys to the Chaos Code structure the book as a predictive framework. The subtitle's reference to five keys is important because it signals that the book is not only describing chaos, but organizing it into a usable framework. Even though the available descriptions do not fully detail each key, the structure itself suggests an attempt to turn broad cultural unease into a pattern set of interpretive principles. This matters because it makes the book feel less like a collection of reactions and more like a system of discernment. Readers are encouraged to believe that current disorder can be understood by identifying recurring spiritual and political signals. In genre terms, this gives the book a hybrid function, part prophecy, part analysis, and part roadmap. The five keys also help explain the book's appeal to readers who want actionable interpretation rather than abstract speculation. Instead of leaving chaos as an unresolved condition, the book claims that it can be decoded, categorized, and navigated through a specific biblical lens. Fourthly, the book frames America as a nation under divine scrutiny and historical decision. Another major theme is its focus on the United States as a central site of prophetic significance. Wallnau repeatedly links the American crisis to questions of sovereignty, national identity, and covenantal accountability. In this view, America is not just one country among many. It is a nation whose political choices carry spiritual consequences and whose future matters within a broader divine narrative. That emphasis helps explain why the book spends so much time on public conflict, media narratives, and the weakening of social trust. These are treated not simply as political developments, but as indicators of whether a nation is remaining aligned with God's purposes. The book's concern with national destiny makes it especially relevant to readers who see civic life through a theological lens. At the same time, it narrows the book's appeal, since its claims depend heavily on a specifically American and explicitly religious understanding of history. Lastly, the book offers believers a way to interpret crisis, not just react to it. Beyond diagnosis, the book positions itself as a tool for discernment and response. Its audience is not only people interested in politics, but believers seeking guidance on how to interpret frightening events without surrendering to confusion or despair. This pastoral function is important because it explains why the book mixes urgency with reassurance. It argues that crisis can be read correctly, that Scripture remains relevant, and that the church should not be passive in the face of social breakdown. In that sense, the book aims to restore interpretive confidence rather than merely heighten anxiety. It encourages readers to connect faith with public awareness and to see engagement with national affairs as part of spiritual responsibility. This is one of the book's most practical dimensions. It tries to move readers from passive observation to informed conviction. That makes the book less a detached analysis of current events than a call for believers to think historically, biblically, and politically at the same time. In conclusion, God's Chaos Code is best suited for readers who want a distinctly biblical interpretation of modern political disorder and who are comfortable with prophetic language applied to current events. Believers interested in public theology, Christian cultural commentary, and faith-based analysis of national decline will find its framework familiar and internally coherent. Its main value lies not in neutral explanation, but in offering a structured way to read chaos as meaningful rather than random. Readers looking for a conventional policy book or a secular political analysis may find its assumptions too explicit. But readers seeking a religious worldview that connects Scripture to history will recognize its purpose immediately. What sets the book apart in its genre is the combination of apocalyptic urgency, national focus, and acclaimed interpretive code that promises to decode present turmoil. Compared with broader Christian commentary, it is more directly tied to prophecy and more assertive about the historical moment. For that reason, it stands out as a provocative example of contemporary evangelical political writing that seeks to interpret the age rather than simply describe it. If you would like to support Lance Wallnau, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.